Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm, bringing you the latest legal information related to the coronavirus and how it can impact you, your small business, or your large business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Attorney Melissa Miller, and today I sit down with Mara Lee, who is a nurse with a detention center in South Carolina. Mara Lee talks about concerns with controlling the pandemic within the prison system. Without further ado, let's talk with Mara Lee and get our first clue. Mara Lee, thanks for joining the podcast. Welcome. You're a nurse with one of the detention centers in South Carolina. You know, for reasons of privacy, I'm not going to say what county you work in. But tell me what kind of changes you are seeing in the prison system as a result of the pandemic.
Okay. When anybody comes in, officers, nurses, and prisoners, everybody first off gets their temperature checked. For the officers or nurses, if it's 100.5 or higher, they're sent back home immediately. They don't even get let inside. So far, that hasn't happened. Nobody's come in sick. The inmates, they come in, and even if they don't have a fever, they are put in a separate section and kept over there. Most of them end up bonding out within 24 to 48 hours. Those that do not, if they don't have a fever, they go ahead and put them in general population. Those that have a fever, they keep in isolation. That concerns me because of the fact that they're now saying you can have no symptoms for up to 2 weeks and still be contagious. So I don't know if they're sick or not.
And I think you said there have been at least two with a fever who have come and gone within the system and bonded out?
Two came in with high fevers and they bonded out right away. So they went home to their families. So they didn't pass it on, which is nice, but I don't know what happened to them when they left.
So they didn't pass it on, thankfully, within the system. Thankfully not to you, but when they bonded out and they went back to their families, was there any protocol within the prison system to make sure that these individuals got in touch with emergency rooms or had further treatment as a result of the high temperatures?
No, nothing. They just go to their families and them decide what they're going to do.
This 24 to 48-hour turnaround time, is that different from what you saw before the pandemic?
Yeah, just a small handful would bond out before, and now they're getting almost all of them to bond out right away. And the few that are not, then we go ahead and we watch them for a little bit, and then we put them in general population.
Okay. And you, what are you seeing in terms of mask protocols, in terms of safety, in terms of keeping things clean within the prison system? How has that protocol changed?
They recommend that we wear masks and gloves, and they supply the gloves real well so far, but the mask, they buy the cheapest hospital type mask that you put paper mask on and pull them down under your chin. Looking online, it says those are the worst masks to wear, but better than nothing. I personally have bought the N95s, and I have some that came about a month ago, and I've been using those. But when I know that when we hear about hospitals and everybody getting masks and gloves handed out to them, the prisons never get any.
And you broke up on the sound there a little bit, but prisons are not getting the mask.
Correct.
What is happening in terms of testing within the prison system? Is every prisoner who comes in, are they tested for COVID-19?
No. In fact, we don't even have the test there. They won't let us do it or have the test because for one reason, they're $250 a test, so they're quite expensive. The other reason is because CDC has not recommended it, and they're just going by what CDC recommends. So if we have somebody that is running high fever, we just send them over to the emergency room and ask them to test them.
So there's no provision. You can't just call South Carolina DHEC and say, hey, we have a prisoner who has a high temperature. We need a test. Can you send a test? You actually have to send in the emergency room and don't know what happens after that. Is that correct? My goodness, that's information our listeners will want to know. What else are prisons doing from a health control perspective? You touched on it a little bit, you know, hand sanitizers, soap and water, but no testing of prisoners, even when there's, you know, someone within the system, you have to send them out.
Right. The only other thing that they're doing is in the morning, they scrub everything down real well with Lysol, and then they do it again in the evening. If an inmate is sick and we send them out, then they go into their cell and just scrub it super good, top to bottom. Everything gets scrubbed so that any germs that are there don't get passed along. They get killed off instead.
And as far as workers within the system, the nurses, are y'all keeping yourselves safe by using the not just the hand sanitizers, but soap and water, along with the recommendations to wash with warm water for, I believe it's 20 minutes.
They actually recommend that we wash with soap and water in between each prisoner. We're not able to do that because it's just cell after cell after cell when you're passing meds. So I wash, personally, I know I wash real good before I go, put my gloves on. I even use the hand sanitizer over top of my gloves. And then I tear the packages of medicine open and dump them in the hands of the prisoner. I try real hard not to touch them because I have to go, you know, it's one after the other. When I'm all done, then I'll go ahead and take my gloves off and go wash my hands again, just to, you know, be sure.
Is there anything else that small businesses, large businesses, or individuals in South Carolina should know about what is going on within the prison system that is concerning? Any other concerns you have?
Just that we're not getting any face masks or gloves issued to us by anyone. We have to buy them, so we're not able to even get very many in, and then it's just real bad, low quality items. That is concerning. I really wish that, I know DHEC gets a lot of this, and I wish that they would share it with us, but they don't. They give it to the hospitals, doctor's office, and stuff like that.
And that's certainly a concern, especially since there's no testing being done of prisoners.
Right.
Marley, thank you so much for joining the podcast. This has been a production of the Miller Law Firm. This is attorney Melissa Miller, your host. Thank you for joining Clue. Until next time.
You have been listening to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm, PA. This has been your host, attorney Melissa Miller. For more information on the Miller Law Firm or to contact one of our attorneys, you may visit us at our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com, or call us at 864-527-0413. Thank you for listening. Until our next clue.